You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Mr. Host and Speaker, I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, a pastor of Island Community Church, station manager of WMIE and WWBC. Happy Tuesday to all of you. Thanks for joining us here. You're going to hear 15 minutes of the Word of God here today, be it 7 in the morning, 11:45, you're heading out to lunch maybe, or 8:45 in the evening. Thanks for tuning in to God's Frequency, WGOD. You're going to hear some words from God today, and God's got some broadcasting to do today, and He's going to instruct us on the parable of the talents. That is, He says, the kingdom of heaven is like, think about that. This is what heaven is like. Earlier in chapter 25 of Matthew, He said the same thing. The kingdom of heaven is like 10 virgins. Here, it's like a master that went away on a long journey. And He gave people servants, not servants, slaves. That's where we're starting here today. Doulos is the Greek word. The word means slave, people say all the time. Oh, I won't believe in the Bible because there's slavery in the Bible. Yeah, that's right. There is slavery in the Bible. Even worse than that, friend, and that is you're a slave. Right now, you're either a slave of sin. The Lord Jesus said, He says, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. But He also says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. That's where we're at here today. Here's part two of this message, the parable of the talents.
You are slaves of God. You don't believe that? Read everyone who wrote every book in this Bible. James, a doulos of Jesus Christ. Peter, a doulos of Jesus Christ. James, John, Paul, Luke, they all considered themselves slaves. And you're a slave too. You got to decide who you're going to serve. You got to serve somebody. It might be the devil. And it might be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. You're either a slave of sin or you bow the knee and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. It's your choice today. Having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. Verse 22, Romans 6:22 says this, but now, having been set free from sin, since having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life. Then the famous verse, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So you need to have a proper understanding of who you are. You're either a slave of sin or you're a slave of God. He's not just a casual friend. He's not an acquaintance. You serve Him. He is master and Lord. That's what the word Lord means. We all bow the knee to Him and call Him Lord. Even though the Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You're free now. You don't have to serve sin anymore. You've got the victory over sin now. And now you serve Him. The one who set you free. The one who you are indebted to for all eternity. You're indebted to him because he died in your place on the cross. Took your sins upon himself and died for you. What's it worth to you? What's it worth? There's 6 billion unbelievers in the world. What's it worth to you? The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own, call it what you want, slaves, Greek word, doulos. I think New American Standard calls them bond servants. He called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. Now to one he gave 5 talents. To another, 2, and to another, 1, to each one according to his own ability. And immediately, he went on a journey. So once again, let's right off the bat call this person here the Son of God. Because this is a reference to the Lord who is coming again soon to settle accounts. He is the bridegroom in the first parable, Matthew 25, 1 through 13. Here, he's the man who's traveled away to a far country, to heaven. Again, that first parable was the same thing. And that is, the bridegroom's gone away for a long time, and you don't know when he's coming back. Here, he's gone away to a far country, to heaven in this parable. And while he's gone, he's given gifts to men and women to carry out his work, to be about kingdom business while he's away. Now, Jesus said the point of this parable was twofold. Number one, while he's away, you are to do something. Work. Work faithfully and diligently. Second, while Jesus is away, you are to know something. That is, your work will be greatly rewarded or severely judged. Your work will be greatly rewarded or severely judged. And what the Lord has equipped us with, the Bible here calls talents. So what is a talent? Now let's consider this a play on words, because it is. A talent is a particular measure. But not only that, a talent is a talent, right? Like America's Got Talent. Ephesians 4:8 says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. These are your talents. You've heard it before, right? So-and-so is so, what do they say? So talented. It doesn't matter what it is, piano, guitar, maybe you're a talented singer or songwriter. You see, the Bible says this in Colossians 3:17. It says, whatever you may do in word or deed, do all things in the name of Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I remember Tim Tebow on TV when they won the national championship. He got up. They said, Tim, what do you have to say to all these people? He said, Jesus Christ is Lord, and I want to thank him for the talent he's given me. Now that's what I'm talking about. But you don't think that's a big deal? Who cares about football? How does that advance the kingdom of God? Well, after he said that, they zoomed in on his face and they got the black stuff under his eyes. Under his eyes was John 3:16. And that day, according to Google, was the greatest search in the history of Google. It's what does John 3:16 mean? You got to be kidding me. Here, I thought everyone knew that. May that be encouragement to you today. Not everyone knows what John 3:16 is. The greatest search they've ever had was Tebow wearing that there. Now that's using his talent. Whatever you do, do it all in Jesus' name to bring him glory. Even football or piano. Whatever your talent is, God's given it to you so you would praise him for it and give him glory through it. Even if it's not being like Billy Graham, a preacher or a Bible teacher, whatever it is, use whatever God's given you to bring him glory. Now, in this parable, he's given all of you something to do, and he's gifted you with something, and he's coming back soon, or you're going to die first. And then, 2 Corinthians 5:10, you'll stand before him, and he's going to say, how did you do with dot, dot, dot? What is it for you? What is it for you? You know, on a similar note, I bet you that if animals could speak, they would give glory to God. One of my greatest heroes was a horse named Secretariat. Greatest horse who ever lived. And if that horse could speak, I'll bet you whatever you want, he would give glory to God. That horse had talent. And he's smart enough to know where it came from. I'll speak for him. He's dead now. But if he was alive, he'd give glory to God. Talent. Use your talents to serve God, even if it's football or piano or ballet. Whatever it is, use what God's given you to his glory. All right, so that's one meaning of talent. Here's the common meaning of the word. A talent, if you have a good Bible, you'll notice weights and measures in the back of it. A talent is a unit of weight in the Bible. A talent was commonly called 75 pounds. Now, when King David conquered a particular king, we read this, 1 Chronicles 20, verse 2. It says, David took the crown of Milcom, the king, off of his head, and the weight of it was found to be a talent of gold. And on it were precious stones, and it was placed on the head of David. And he brought out the spoils of the city, which were very great. Now that's what I call a crown. 75 pounds on your head? How could he stand with that on his head? Sometimes we see a talent of silver in the Bible. 1 Kings chapter 20, you read, guard this man, and if he shall by any means escape, your life will go for his life. Or you can pay a talent of silver. Not to be left out, the book of Revelation mentions a talent as well. Revelation 16:21, it says, great hail fell from heaven upon men, each hailstone weighing a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the hail, since this plague was exceedingly severe. Imagine that, each hailstone weighing a talent.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio, and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station. Your radios are tuned in to WMIE